Hachette Audio presents Homecoming, written by Cass Morgan, read by Phoebe Stroll and Justin Torres. For Joelle Hobika, whose imagination brings stories to life and makes crazy dreams come true. And for Annie Stone, editor extraordinaire. Chapter 1. Glass. Glass's hands were sticky with her mother's blood. The realization came to her slowly, as if through a thick haze, as if the hands belonged to someone else, and the blood was part of a nightmare. But they were her hands, and the blood was real. Glass could feel her right palm sticking to the arm of her seat in the first row of the dropship, and she could feel someone squeezing her left hand hard. It was Luke. He hadn't let go ever since he'd pulled Glass away from her mother's body and carried her to her seat. His fingers were grasping hers so tightly, he might have been trying to siphon the pulsing pain out of her body and store it in his. Glass tried to stay focused on the warmth of his hand on hers. She concentrated on the strength of his grip, how he showed no signs of loosening his hold, even when the dropship began shaking and dipping on its violent trajectory toward Earth. Not more than a few minutes ago, Glass had been sitting in a seat next to her mother, ready to face the new world together. But now her mother was dead, shot by a deranged guard desperate for a spot on the last shuttle to escape the dying colony. Glass squeezed her eyes shut, trying to stop the scene from playing out again in her mind. Her mother falling, silently, to the ground. Glass dropping onto the floor next to her mother as she gasped and moaned, unable to do anything to stop the bleeding. Glass pulling her mother's head onto her lap.